Deion, on the 63-yard pass that you caught, did you think you brought it down to the one, but did you think you got in?
No, I didn't get in. I tried to run the last guy over. I forgot his name, the safety, but I didn't get in. It was a great run. It was a great run. That was those 10 years on me. But I think overall the front line did a great job on that play of blocking for Tom. And I think it wasn't the play that I made. It was a play that he made with his feet. You know, Tom don't get a lot of credit for, you know, keeping his head up and getting out of the pocket, making plays. And that's what he did. I think the easy part was the stuff that we do on the outside of staying open, you know, with our scramble rules and all. But, yeah, that, all the credit goes to the front line and Tom.
You made an adjustment on that play, though, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we have scramble rules. You know, I'm pretty sure. Trust me, when he's scrambling, everybody wants the ball. You can look around and see all the guys doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, unfortunately, he was locked in on me on that one play.
He gestured, too. So, obviously, it's a little visual communication.
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, yeah, we have to be on the same page. And we work on those things in practice all the time. So, it wasn't like it was, you know, something new or something. It's just all about, you know, what the front line is doing, you know, and Tom keeping his head up the field.
In the last five games, you guys have really struggled in the first quarter to match some of the productivity you had early in the year.
Right.
You had made it clear that you wanted to start fast.
Yep.
Started slowly on the first drive and then really kicked it in.
Yeah.
Had you been close to turning the page, and did you feel like you did turn the page a little bit today?
Yeah, I mean, like, we're going to take it one game at a time. I think overall we did a great job of just staying composed on the sideline, you know, and making sure we made the right adjustments, you know, once we came to the sideline to what Philly was doing to us. You know, once we settled down, we realized what they were doing. Now we can go out and attack the way we should, and pretty much what we planned on doing for our game plan.
6 years removed, but this was the team who had your Super Bowl against.
Yeah.
Were you thinking of that at all?
Nah.
I mean, that was your game. You know,
that was a long time ago. That's a long time, man. I don't even remember that game. It was a minute ago. Yeah, that part I don't remember either. Yeah, I mean, it was a great game today, though. I think we came out and did exactly what Coach Belichick asked of us this week. Now it's all about trying to start building from here.
How important is it to build?
Right. Well, that's the thing.
Into December,
exactly.
This game right now,
should
go into that.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody say, you know, Coach been harping on it, and you turn the TV on, football season starts after Thanksgiving. So right now, we want to know. And we have five games left, and we're going to take it one game at a time. You know, our next biggest opponent is the Colts. You know, these guys coming in, trust me, they got a great team. You know, hey, it may look like that on TV, I promise you, but the things that we're seeing, seriously, I'm being honest, there's some things that, you know, you can see on film where there's a mistake here or there that's causing them the game. But trust me, these guys have a great team, got a great coach. We still got to go out and play our game, execute our plays.
Sure, you only got five games left.
It's five, right?
I don't know.
Five in the regular season.
Yeah.
Right. That's the only thing we can focus on that. We got five in the regular season left, one game at a time. Start with Indianapolis.
What's going on with the Eagles' pass defense as the game evolved? That you and the receivers, as well as the tight ends later in the game, had so much ability to get yards after the catch.
Right. Was this all about making adjustments?
But was it missed tackles or just...
Could be.
Their scheme didn't work with what was working with you.
Yeah, well, I tip my hats off to those guys, but mainly to our offensive staff. You know, they did a great job with the game plan. You know, we attacked exactly where their weaknesses were. And the guys made the plays. Tom threw the ball, front line did a great job blocking, and the guys that were receiving the ball made the plays. I can't say what they was doing over there. Our job is to beat them.
I mean, they had some injuries. No, Oscar wasn't 100%. Mm-hmm. They had a young guy, Brandon Hughes, in there.
Right.
They just didn't seem prepared to, and you know, Rodgers Cromartie was out also.
Exactly.
They didn't seem to counter what you guys were doing, and therefore you were able to pull away.
Yeah, well, I think just overall, what's up? With Tom Brady having the luxury to make calls and checks at the line of scrimmage, puts a strain on the defense when they show you one thing. And if we have a bad play call, he has the luxury to check out of that play and put us in a better play. And a lot of times that's the case. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it was just guys making plays. All right. Thank you.